Right. Sometimes I hear that they're like, I don't have anything. And I'm like, okay, Linda, let's talk about it, right? Because it's one of those things.
That's a good one. Yeah.
And I think about that too with folks who may have been adopted and don't particularly aren't able to access information like that. And so that's one of the things that I've often invited folks into is like, because I know we can do DNA and I know those things are, you know, they can be chancy.
It can be kind of helpful and also like not really like for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah. It gives you, it's a good starting place. I think it's a good starting place to say, all right, and this is what I tell people, all right, like whatever you have the like the majority of or like that you feel it existed before we gave it language. And this is the part around trusting. So the part of the initial work is the practice of trusting yourself. It's very hard to actually believe when you don't trust yourself. So if you're the type of person that goes, maybe that's just my imagination. Well, so let's rethink the language you're using because
always say that, right?
It's like your imagination. Yep. Okay, friend.
That's
like,
it.
I'm like, your imagination just told you the secret.
Let's just flop the words around because imagination is, we suffer from a poverty of imagination.
Right.
And that's a poverty of intuition. That's a poverty of trust in the body.
Right.
And it's like an amnesia. We're forgetting that like our imagination is, it's still there. And it's not just like, oh, I have people too. Like I think I just made it up. I was like, yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
That's it. Right.
Okay, we call it that too. We call it that too.
There you go.
Right. And go ahead.
And just in case anyone's listening or whatever to that, like just that, like that, like that, I want to validate that sort of struggle, I should say, of not being like, I just been, you know, my family's been here since the Mayflower. Cause that's a thing.
It is a thing.
You know, and it's like, it's a thing. And it's like, go into history, like kind of got to go to these, all these different technicals of like kind of examine like the history a bit, keep going into deeper history, keep going into deeper body, keep going into it.
That's right.
Listen, your practice might have to be, it's not like it's harder or it just might need to be more involved. And maybe that's really good for your body. Maybe that's how like 200 years of like being white on stolen land is asking you to go even deeper and deeper into your body.
Right.
Right.
Which what makes to me some of this so incredibly like magical is that, and it's interesting when I think about some of my earlier teachings around some of this and still the same things ring true, where it's like that one particular way you do a thing is actually coming from somewhere. Right. And you don't know how you know. Yeah. You don't know how you know. You just don't even have a way of saying,
back to that.
It's like, oh, wait a minute. I have been, you know, when folks ask me about myself, well, I have been who I am forever. It's just now it has a different language or it has a different, it's been there all along, right? It's been there all along. And so one of those things is being able to trust that if we don't have the kind of the very clear thing, then what we're going to have to do, for example, would be to study some of the first peoples on that particular landmass that we have ties to. And that in doing some of that, so then let, you know, hypothetical, if we said you were Irish and you're Irish, then you go back and you realize that Celts actually had a really amazing, I mean, we use tarot cards today that have...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I'm like, how are we doing that? But we don't acknowledge that. When I look at other folks racialized as white and honoring the complexity of in the construct of white supremacy, white people don't get a choice to be, not be, all of those things. That's how that layer works, right? But underneath that layer, there's these pieces. And I tell people, I was like, your people are indigenous to a land. Mm-hmm. You come from somewhere.
And you I feel like somewhere that was intact, an intact yes. village of people who yes. cared for each other and mutual aided with each other and yes. and village parented and fed each other and had yes. pre-agricultural connection yes. to
and
the
have
land.
And have a whole like mythology to like hold the container for a deeper beingness and a deeper imagining, right? Because like when I'm incredibly attracted to any particular like indigenous, like I'm like fucking sexy shit. because to me it has so much to do, like when I imagine us getting together to, whether we would be getting together to a protest or a thing or that or another, whatever that looks like, I imagine me coming with, you know, my drum and beating in the way and you beating in your way, and then that together they find it energy, right? And that when we're doing that, it's like Care Bear shit. Fuck that. It's like Care Bear shit. Where everybody's fucking lined up, cutest little Care Bear, yeah. and just like shut
and we're just yes.
Oh my god. Right? Like, oh my this, god. Like this crazy oh ass, god. This like next level Care Bear shit where we're just like all standing there with our distinct medicine that allows us to even like, so show the fuck up to the drum, show the fuck up to the food, show the fuck up to like the little things. You know, did your people do the egg thing, the little whatever, the nesting, whatever it is? You know, it's like,
they did, yes.
You know, it's like, go find your stories, go find the imaginings, because what we need to heal, to actually like do the shift over and dismantle this ancient, older than any of us motherfucker, it's going to require all the alchemy of the medicines coming together. And really so,
right? I'm so grateful for you in saying that, yes.
Well, and I think that's part of the why this, to me, this conversation was so important, because it's not devoid of, it's not romantic, right?
It's not romantic.
And it's meant to be all the things and none of the things. And so like that's the tension, if you will, that we live in, and that type of a yogic word, right? Like not a yogic word, a concept in yogic trainings is like the tensegrity of something. It's capacity to hold that thing, right? Like and come back. And so I imagine us, I'm much more excited about watching lived out experiences than I am about a completed story.
Yeah,
I can't find myself there, but I can find myself in the one that's lived. Like every day I'm waking up, I'm living this out. Today was a fucked up day. Tomorrow looks like it's gonna be jammy, right? Like right, the cosmos are doing shit, the shit's doing shit.
yeah
right. And the part of the beauty of this is that I get to decide whether I want to make a bowl of rice con habichuela y con carne, or if I want to take some vianda, which are root vegetables, and boil those and boil some codfish and make a little, like, I get to decide what I need to support and resource the rest of my day and the rest of my work. Right? So, like, it's one of those where whatever the beginning is, it is the beginning, and it is also not the end, and it is also a practice. It's not, but don't look away.
Don't look away. The word healing, I realize these days, is some sort of, I don't even know the word for it, some sort of concept that's just a joke. I mean, it's like, I get that that's what we're in the practice of, but like, there's no final product in that.
Right.
Like, this isn't like some program or system that you sign up for and that happens. It's like this sit down and like boil the water for whatever you're going to put in it, and then really savor that food You make me hungry. I want to cook. I want to share food with you. I want to be around the table with you right now.
Listen, we've been eating for so long. Once I get that bus done.
Yes. Oh, you're going to get it done. It's going to happen. Oh, thank you.
I'm going to be on the road. I'll be visiting. Yeah. I'll be visiting.
Yeah. Oh, no, gosh. Yes.
Yeah. There's this. I'm not in love with it all the time because sometimes it feels so exhausting and it feels like it's hard to, because we're so conditioned toward completion that everything feels like you're aiming towards something that you have to finish or you have to arrive at a place. And I strongly believe that decolonial practice, and this is something that I taught a class on in the Jewish context, because what I found in Judaism was ways that are possible to maintain identity and ethnic identity. And so one of the things that I look at is like, I studied a bit of the stages of decolonization by Pokalenu, and their orientation is in Hawaii, right? And that particular context, and the process that the stages were so important to me, because it was like rediscovery and discovery. And then there's like mourning, and then there's dreaming, and then there's commitment, and then there's action. And I discovered for myself that in Jewish earth-based practice, like all these things were there. Like we remember our dead, like every Shabbat, we say, you know, we say Kaddish, and Kaddish is a prayer that is not depressing at all. It's actually a prayer of praise for those who could no longer physically say it. So I would say Kaddish for my mama. I say Kaddish for my grandmother. I say Kaddish for my grandpa and for my uncle, right? Like they're no longer here in this particular expression, but I'm celebrating the divine. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Like that's how I feel. I'm like, oh, we fucking do Passover, right? Like if you've been doing Passover forever, it feels like, oh, here's another Passover. It does that thing. But what the fuck are we doing generations down across other lands? We fucking get together once a year to sit on a fucking table to eat some dry ass cracker shit and some horseradish, which is not my favorite. I'm like spicy hot things. And then you fucking lean in. And what you're doing is that you're remembering the story of your liberation. Fucking generations down the line.
It's amazing.
Boom, right? And so for me, it's like, oh, wait a minute. There's so many ways that we can access, and that even, you know, folks racialized as white need to engage in a different context and a different nuance, the work of decolonizing. Because it's not until we all give it up, give up the shit, right? Because I could give it up and that don't mean shit. That means I'm being a Puerto Rican who has issues. Having said that, right? Having said that, it's like, oh, wait a minute. It's not until we all give it up, right? And give
we
it
all
up
have to because give it up.
There is something much more powerful and valuable, powerful as an erotic, I believe power is a distortion. So it's the erotic, the essence of our energy, right? That we can have a turning to the essence of our energy that will give us what we need in order to do right by the generations to come after us. Right? Like all that shit feels hella messy. Hella overwhelming.
So messy. Overwhelming. and at times too, like for me, I look at it and I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I'm going to be really honest with you. Like there are times when I'm like talking to white racialized people about like tapping in. I don't need to pathologicalize the self-centering of the fucking white people. And you know, like I get really tripped out sometimes. I'm not kidding. And then I come back to like source and center and like why and like what we're talking about here. But I will sometimes get tripped out about that narrative or like freak out about that narrative that like we shouldn't have that fucking space. You know, like I get that and I know that it's not true. And I know that I'm going to make mistakes and we're going to all make mistakes and we're going to mess up and we're going to go too much. And there's a lot of pieces to take out of it. So I know that, but like, sometimes it does make me feel a little like,
yeah,
I don't know the word, like,
yeah.
Oh, do we even have we really given it up so much to a point where it feels impossible? But I don't believe that. That's only the little thing that comes in. I'm not saying that universe, it's just like a thought that gets me a little like, ancestors, why couldn't I have been like a fucking something else? Couldn't I just been like a seamstress or I don't know, like a different kind of artist or something where it wasn't having to be so verbally processing and writing it and gathering the people interested in whatever it is that I'm kind of like inviting into that space.
So
that's okay. This is a good, like, good to just, you know, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
That's why I usually, when I'm offering the conversations for folks racialized as white in caucus, I'm like, the facilitator needs to be really skilled at holding that conversation because it can be really challenging and edgy. And I think also that sometimes what I try to, and it may just come from being a person who, as I'm sure you can relate to, the idea of needing to multitask and do a million things at one time. And that learning to centralize and prioritize is often the game of fluid movement, right? Like, it's like, you're doing this thing, like this thing is coming to the front, but then this thing is coming, like, and we do this thing, right? Like, that's how we move it. And I believe these conversations to inhabit that space. So I believe that if we're in space and what needs to be centralized is Black, Brown, and Indigenous bodies and conversations and context and all of those things, I believe in our capacity. I do know that we have to be retaught that capacity, but I believe in it, our ability to shift and re-centralize a thing based on what's accessible and available in that type of, right? And so for me, there's a lot of those pieces with the understanding, and this is why the marathon metaphor is so important, because this is not for you to show up to try to go save all the white people and try to help them out.
That's not happening.
It's not happening, right? And so the work or the action or the element of grounding, which is an earth thing, right? Earth is like the ground where you ground something so that it can grow and be nourished. The idea to me is that if we inhabit our particular edges, then those who need what we're offering or what's being channeled through us will gain access to that. And those that cannot or are not there yet, not because, and this is the part that is fucking sucky about our fucking conditioning, because it wants you to make believe as you are if you are not. And that's just dishonest. You don't have to make believe. This is actually relational and stage by stage and cycle by cycle. So what you didn't get today, there are things that I haven't been able to stop crying over, that I realize now that I did not understand when my mother was alive, that I would give anything to write the thing, but I can't. Because part of the process is that each step along the way, I have to be patient with myself so that the unfurling can happen, so that then I can see what's there, so that I can see more clearly, right, what I couldn't see before. Then you can't rush that process. There's nothing in all my tool sets, right, that would have prepared me for the fact that even after the fucking lady dies, like, there's shit that I'm like, I understand. I'm so sorry. And I mean, and she knows, right? Because I live in that space where I'm like, oh. And so I say that to offer up the idea that our becoming, our unfolding, our unbecoming, our unraveling, all of these pieces inhabit this space of when, if it has been your prayer, your longing, your desire, and then things will show up in the world to offer you an opportunity to begin the path without the idea of some sort of and, and without the, like, you're going to have to walk it. And so that's to say that I think it's helpful, part of our like negotiation around how our work shows up is both respecting the inhabitation of our own path and the context we hold it in, but also that whatever is meant to be in relationship to that conversation will come, and that which is not will not, because they're not ready. And that's not an insult or a thing. It means that you're not at the place in your cosmology, in your spiritual context, to do that particular work. You can't force that.
Right. You can't.
Good luck.
Yeah. It's like you can only just plant the seed in there and then just see what happens. Back. Yeah. Just
come back and water.
Yeah. Keep coming back and like watering. Okay. And sometimes seeds don't sprout.
Exactly. And that's the thing. And I wrote about this yesterday. I was like, what is this thing about people planting apple trees or orange trees and expecting a plum? What the fuck? I'm like, the fuck? Why are we still surprised? You planted an orange seed.
And we're just like, this is supposed to be a plum. Like,
yes, yeah, so why is this fucking
how weird? Orange seed? How weird.
Right. So I think like some of these pieces is really being able to acknowledge, and I think this has been a big lesson over time, a teaching that continuously moves through me, is it does matter that people be prepared to have a conversation or not. And that's their choice, right? That's the agency, the point of agency is to be like, I heard something. They'll listen to this or whatever, right? Listen to this, think about it, and you get to choose. Now you will also reap what you've chosen, because those are the cosmic, right? Like, we can't undo that. But at the same time, this recognition that however complex the path to our own ethnic identity and like weaving those connections is something that each person has to be willing to arrive at. The best we can do as facilitators of a conversation is to anchor it in things that help us to navigate some of the ways that interruptive or disruptive energy shows up, right? And so what I mean by that is some of what you're talking about is like being like, you're going to offer this workshop that's going to move people through a process. But here's the thing, this workshop is not a substitute for addressing white supremacy, right? Like when we start doing that and start like shaping the very anchors that'll support the shift, then it allows people to decide whether a thing is for them or not. And at least that's been my observation, because living with the same tension of the questions. What happens when somebody's been here for a really long time? Mm-hmm. What happens when the pain around identity is like a fucking cosmic void and it sucks everything up?
Everything.
Right? It's like, what then? How do we support each other? How do we help each other? And so I feel like it's all a dynamic dance, right? And at the same time, your response ability and my response ability is directly related to our own capacity.
That's right. Yeah, it's really helpful. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because it gets really, it does get trippy. And folks that have really complex stories of origin anyway, that shit gets really trippy and triggering.
Yeah.
Which can be really challenging. And I think folks need to, it's a path. It's not actually a journey, because you're not coming back from it. It's like,
yeah, you're not ever coming back from it.
Yeah. It's like after after this, we're going to just watch people, like, you know, looking up old traditions for Christmas and shit like that. Like, oh, wait, you know, we're going to put, like, blue balls on our tree. I don't know.
It's like, yeah, when I talk to people about it and they're like all excited, you could hear they just like want this ancestral reclamation, and they, you know, and I'm just like, you know, just FYI, there's going to be a lot of funky spirits coming out to play in this, and just like, and there's going to be a lot of, like, you know, unsettled feelings. Your folks settled, you're going to get real unsettled in this.
Yeah.
Just be with that for a bit. You know?
Yeah. Well, that's one of those things where it's like all the caveats to the work context you're inhabiting is like, this is going to fuck your shit up.
This is going to fuck your shit up. And you might be the same.
You might want to put some money aside for that weed.
Exactly.
You're going to need spiritual support.
Yeah.
You need the cannabis support. Yeah.
That's why I am not a therapist, so you might need to save some money for that too.
Yeah. Right. And this is the part that is like even like super painful to like watch, right? It's like, oh wait, this person's taking on this thing, but doesn't have support, doesn't have some place to vent and process, which is what's made me super cautious about the amount of, I want to say bitter herbs I offer, bitter medicine. Mm-hmm. I track it, right? Mm-hmm. Because I'm watching for if folks haven't been in a place of addressing some of their own things and don't have support, solid support systems, I'm setting them up for a really painful journey that I don't want to be a part of that shit. Right. It's like,
right. What is like, you don't have the eye.
Yeah. It's like, I don't want to watch somebody. This is a lot. What we're talking about sounds great. Right. In theory, because, well, we're both poets. So it's like, we fuck with words and it sounds really amazing, but the experience of it is challenging and exhausting and beautiful and sacred and disturbing. And right, like when you start to really understand, but it's the beginning, and that's important because the cognitive dissonance that you feel when you come up against this rub is actually the other side of that, which is a hard even frame. The other side of that is actually a really powerful place to be, because in your not knowing, you are actually known.
Ooh.
Right?
Wow.
And so that like, it looks messy. And that's the part of when I, you know, sometimes when I get on my social media, I'm like, my shit looks messy as fuck. It's annoying as fuck. That's what it is. Fucking annoys the shit out of me. And I know that if I am not honest with myself about the mess and honest with my community about the mess, we all keep on thinking that this shit is like, oh, you took a training, you got initiated and you're good.
Yeah.
Nah, motherfucker.
Now.
Nah. Yeah. No. No. Actually, I've never smoked more in my life.
Yeah. I haven't slept in weeks, actually. Thanks.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Well, those three pasta pieces that I made that you thought were dope, it comes after the 20 that I fucked up. Too much water in my pasta because I was crying, and you know, like it just, right. Yeah. But this recognition of,
oh, you are such a poet.
Well,
you are such a beautiful poet. Yeah,
takes one to know one, right? Yeah. But thank you for that. But yeah, and I feel like one of the things that I've loved watching about you is like watching you talk about these pieces and share the journey and also like the density of it. And that's what I like. I love that. Not that it feels great as an experience, right? Like that's not the thing,
but
we can tell the truth about what our processes look like because it offers a possibility for the distinction, right? Like it's different for me and it's different for you. And yet we can come together and we can riff on this probably for days.
We could. We should someday. We definitely should. But you're right. It all is about relationship and it's relational. And like, you know, like that's what this work is. I wish there was another word for work.
I know. I've been really, well, let me tell you what I think. Oh, this is what I think. I think that we have been running from religious rhetoric so hard. So we keep on calling it work because we refuse to call it accountable callings. Because that's what it is. Right?
Yeah,
you feel called to do this thing.
Yeah. And yeah.
Ability for it. But work seems to be
a
word.
Yeah. Oh God, accountable callings. Whatever. Okay, fine.
Right, but that's what we're talking about. We're talking about like, oh, we can create the most powerful things. And with that, there's an accountability. What's different in my particular way of movement and work is that I have an ethic that predates the ways I interact with my community. Right? Like I have an ethic. It's not, I didn't get a formula from somewhere else. I didn't get a thing from somewhere else. Yeah. I was specifically bred with ideas of ethic, personal, moral, like value, integrity, ethic, and also the idea of the responsibility of being called to a work or called to a thing. And that and I'm also the oldest of eight. So fair enough, you get a lot of like what you're responsible for. And so I see that.
And I'm the youngest of seven. We're like,
woo!
Right?
Yeah. Right. Am I talking to my youngest sibling? Nope. I'm thinking, wait, we're not even in conversation. Because when my grandmother
died. I got a couple of those too, so I understand. Oh my God.
I have so many of them right now. At this point in my life, I'm like, all right, y'all motherfuckers. I'm good. I am so good. I am so good, friends. I'm so good. But it's just this recognition of, you know, we talk a lot about this and like trainings around leadership, right? And this is really trippy to me because trainings around leadership are trying to give shape to something that you must inhabit first before you can even decide what that can look like, right? And it's really a personal cosmology and a personal integrity to have your ethic, an ethic based on like equity and justice and things like that. And so part of looking at this idea of what we continue to call the work, it's because we refuse to call it what it used to be called because it's too tied to other things. But you can't even stop being yourself. If you fucking like in your sleep, you're still yourself.
Yeah.
You're going to wake up. You could walk away from the pen, the tablet, all of
everything.
It. You could walk away from and you're still 3 days later, your ass is going to be like, okay, I need something to write on.
Yeah. Right. Can't get away from it.
Can't get away. That's a calling. In whatever tradition, we feel compelled by something much larger than ourselves to show up for the most fucking like complex thing in the universe. Cause that's what it feels like. Hella complex, and then feel a sense of responsibility, the ability to respond to the context that we're co-creating in the universe. That's fucking, again, why I smoke. Everything in my life now narrows down to the joint or the cigar.
Yeah.
I ain't lying about it.
I know. I'm with you. I'm right there with you in it. I'm going to play around with calling though. Like I'm going to play around with that. Like what does that feel like and how does it make it feel differently in my body and how I move through the day and how I rhythm, you know, cuz I'm always kind of doing it. I'm never really stepping away from it. Yep. There's never, you know what I mean? Like even in my other parts that's still part of me, right? Cuz we're not separate from it. There's not these two cuz of you know, the realms that it is in. And so like this calling and it's in the calling is with you all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. I don't shut this door and walk away and go into my car and drive wherever. And then I've left it here. That doesn't happen.
And that's what I often I joke around with people, because if I'm talking about like some of these, you know, community concepts, or, you know, one of the things I say is I was thinking about I'm always thinking about it, because it's not, it's not a training. That's not what I do. It's not who I am. It's not where I come from. It's literally, I could go to sleep and try. I mean, God knows I try to binge watch shit and not think about anything. Like, I'm like, I'm done thinking dense, right? Like, that's it. And then next thing you know, I'm like, oh, right. So that particular because always threading. Right. It's like master weaving. I'm always at the loom weaving. And I'm like, okay, wait, what was that thread that did? Why is that color there? I'm like, wait, where did that color come from? Okay, wait a minute. Let's look up the word. What does it mean? That's my first thing. What does the word mean? How far back can we get it? Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, wait, that's what got. Okay. No. So pull out the thread. This is my all the time.
Okay.
And then I'm like, well, I'm thinking about this thing, and folks are like, wait, what the fuck? Because this is not, this wasn't shaped by the hands of humans. It wasn't. I've been this way since I was a kid. I've seen things that adults couldn't see. Like, since, so to understand that means that even if the world turned its back and moved in another direction, I would still be and do who I am and what I am. I've run from it myself for a long time. I ran like nobody's fucking business. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to focus on mothering. I'm going to focus on making some bread. I'm going to focus on that, because I do not want to feel a sense of responsibility for my fellow kin. And
I hear that.
Right? Like, I just want to mind my business and take care of my kids. That's it. And I did that for a bit at... It is fun to watch my kids now because they're grown, right? And so it took a while for both of them to find their own path and shit, but now you can't shut any of them the fuck up.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, and then shit comes back to me and I'm like, this motherfucker, right? Like, because what they grew up around was, they grew up around a sense of calling. Mm-hmm. So that no matter where they go or who they are, they would still be who they are, right? And so that part of that is really, and that's with all the work that they needed to do to, and still are still doing, to find their own path. And I have to respect that and honor that, because that's their particular context and location. And it doesn't look anything like mine. At all, nor would it, you know, or the tight confines of what they grew up with, right? And so they broke out.
I would beg to differ that it does look a little bit like your magic.
Right, it's there. It's there.
But they're gonna decidedly make it their own, because they can't not.
And they must. Yeah, and they must. They must. So I feel like that's part of the, like, if anything that I know for sure is, when we understand the context of it being a calling, it frees us up in a very unique way that we won't be able to access outside of that particular nuance. And what I mean by that is that what it's going to take for the marathon, right, is going to take a knowing and a commitment anchored in what is, and not what could be. Mm. Right. And what actually is, and not what could be. And when that is present, that it becomes less about, because some of the shit is around living in a society that continuously rejects us and continuously tells us that what we're talking about or what we're creating in the world is like woo shit.
Yeah, and it's crazy. It's wrong. It's not real.
Right. Yeah. So we don't call things anymore by spiritual terminology, because, well, that just adds fire to fire, right? And so, or wood to the flame, however you want to see that. And so what that does for us, it's moved us away from the inhabitation of the fullness of our calling.
I want to move back into that. I want that feeling. I don't care. I don't give a shit what, I don't care what it's connected to. Like, if the calling feels better because it's something you hear, you know what I mean? Something you feel.
Yeah. You could shut
every day.
Yes.
Yeah. It's every day. It just keeps calling you and calling you.
Yeah.
And also, hello, I'd like to get paid for my calling. Thanks anyway.
Right.
When I think that's the other reason why we use work, because work deserves a wage, or, you know,
right.
Being financially resourced, because work is real.
Right.
Calling is, what is this? Like, that's not a thing, and that's not real in the world, and you shouldn't be able to pay bills off of their calling. What is that anyway? Just do that on the side.
Right. So this is the thing that I've observed around, like, the constructs of socialization. And it's that what we're talking about right now is actually really, really powerful. And the reason why it has so much charge is because so much has been suppressed and repressed in order to try to make this thing value, like, in to try to qualify it. And this is the strategy of all time. This is what people say. We say, well, you know, this is part of the world, and so we must do it. We say that about banking. We say that about, now we're so neck and deep. Shit. Because we thought there was no other fucking choice.
Yep.
But to join them. Mm-hmm. You can't beat them, join them. You can't beat them, join them. I can't join them. I try. It don't work.
Yeah, no.
I'm like, when I try to join them, let me tell you what I hear. I hear things like, wow, this is really deep. This is like, it's like spiritual. The fuck? Because it is. What do you think you are? Like, are you just a fucking piece of, you know, flesh and bones? Or you're everything. You're everything the fucking cosmos are made of. Like, what do you think you are? Right? And so it's like, oh, I'm sorry. Y'all worried about things being blended together. Your motherfucking ass comes everywhere you go. You bring your shit with you, friend. Yeah. And you could try to clean that shit up, but you could see it a mile away.
It doesn't just come out in church on Sunday, my friend. Right. Okay, it is like, it is alive and awake.
It's everywhere. Just ask your partner; you'll see it there. Ask your kids; you'll see it there. Right? Yeah. Like,
yeah.
So part of that is really like the reorientation of, we don't need to, and these are challenging languages, words to use as a frame, but like we. We don't need to make the sacred mundane.
Yeah.
That's dangerous. Wow. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's like, what the fuck is that? So we're over here trying, and this is part of my own like recalibration, right? It's like looking at, I've been struggling financially, well, ever since I got divorced. It's been, right? Because there isn't even straight up language for what I do or how I inhabit the world. Right. And so I move between the worlds with actually at this point, relative ease, especially the more unapologetic I get, the less I give a fuck.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, if you don't like me, don't hire me and don't pay me. I'm good.
This is the mid 40s. I think this is like the age thing where we start to like, I don't know. I mean, I see younger kids actually maybe embodying it better than maybe we were able to. And they seem to be, but like, this is the place where it's like, where I'm like, I'm totally unapologetic about this at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
totally.
It's costed. We've paid a price for this. This didn't come.
A huge price.
The initiations were secondary to spiritual initiation by the divine, or, you know, the ancestors and things like that. Mm-hmm. That other shit was extra. That's nothing compared to what's already been given. So what that demands of me, the demands of that particular, the reciprocity in this, is reorienting myself so that I'm figuring out a way to allow for places that can generate income in terms of like the idea of being trusted that my needs are going to be met. I'm already willing to do the work. And so that's going to be a constant practice and a constant dance. If we're talking mm-hmm. about a different world than the one that we live in and that's constructed differently, then we must also be willing to adhere to the different way of movement in terms of like resource. Yeah. That shit fucks me up because I'd rather have something coming security in every 2 weeks.
I know.
Or daily. Well, I don't know.
It's real. It's real. Well, that's just because that's real life. Like, because there's yeah. people knocking on your door, like electric.
Yeah.
Rent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Water.
I love my car insurance. They send me an email. I'm like, fuck y'all. I ain't giving y'all emails anymore. They send me an email. They're like, you're late. We're gonna close your account. Yeah. And so I call, I'm like, hey, I'm curious. And they're like, well, you still have until the 7th. And I was like, so you're literally threatening me before? Like, what is that? But that's also to say that this experience, this conundrum of the edges and the challenges of being sustainable in this particular capitalistic spell is going to be fraught with challenge, and it's going to be hard. And we also can see that our children still, like, the harvest is coming up slowly because their experience of community and support and resources is looking different. They throw up a fucking PayPal link or cash Venmo. I don't even know anymore who, what, where, when, how.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I need to, and people support that. So while we may not have been able to inhabit that in such a strong way because we were the backs on which that was taking shape again. And so.
I doubt it. I was just thinking about this for the past couple of days, honestly, because my daughter just threw up another song on SoundCloud,
yeah.
right? She's been doing this for years since she's like 14. And I kept thinking about myself at that age and thinking about how, you know, the narrative I was told of what I needed to really do to survive in the world. Like, this is right. what you have to do. You cannot do this. You cannot be a dreamer writer.
Yeah.
You cannot yeah. do. My parents were terrified. Ugh. You know, that they were like, you got to do these yeah. things because you got to survive and eat. Okay. You got to do it. Like, and I think about how easy it has been for her to just be like, this is what I am. This is what right. I'm going to do.
Right.
And this is like, you know, not even really caring that much really like who listens to her or whatever, but she's yeah. just like, this is who I am. This is what I'm going to say. And this is what I'm going to do. And I'm like, hallelujah, like, really, like, I don't know what I did or if I didn't, or it was like, we were just like the transition for these yeah. young ones to come up and like really embody some of the maybe right. unseen stuff we didn't even know we were doing.
Right.
Like, I don't even know necessarily exactly what that looked like. Like, you're running away from yourself to be a mom may actually have been a running towards something else that.
Right.
It was right. unseen in that sense because,
right.
you know, I don't know. And I mean, and they are pains in the asses. Like, I'm like, what are you even talking about? And they're always making fun of me too. They're like, you don't even know how to use social media. I'm like, what is a TikTok?
Oh,
like, well, you should do a TikTok. You should do TikToks, mom. I'm like, they're like, you could probably be really rich if you did TikToks. Like, I don't even know what that is.
I'm like, I can't keep up. I can't and I don't want to. The only reasons I have any particular spaces is so that the stuff is accessible to different folks. And this is where, so very similar to the idea of the way belonging can conflate with other things, is the same way that having financial need, it can, and I've worked since we've known each other, my primary thing, which has had to be unpacked, and I'm still like, okay, what do I actually want in this? And what's the energy or the energetic quality? Is the idea that all of that stuff is extra. Before it existed, we existed. And I just, I'm a bit occupied with being, not as preoccupied with all the other, like, that's outside the circle, but the need presses so hard that that the ideology is that, oh, if you take this and you commodify it and you commodify it and you commodify it and you commodify it, because that seems like the only way that we can actually be well resourced. And I get that, because I haven't, like, my finances haven't been flowing out the woo-ha. They're getting better, right? But that has also been directly relational to trust.
And to not trust and being, right?
Yeah, and not even like more effort on my behalf. I'm not, you know, I joke around a lot. I'm not 20. I'm not 30. I'm 45. 50 is right around the corner. And fucking frankly, like, something is going to have to give, but it ain't the fuck going to be me anymore. Right? And so sometimes when people are trying to help, people are like, oh, I can sit down with you. And how does that offer usually come in? Folks are like, you know, I can sit down and we can figure out how to get you paid. Strategy is not the problem. I don't want to fucking use colonial antics to, like, the thing is going to perpetuate the thing. And if there's another way, then we're never going to know the other way, because the only thing we've accepted is this perpetuating of this colonial bullshit. And you might as well fuck me if we're really going to accomplish anything, because I could surely use some more pleasure in my life. Because I'm like,
sometimes I think the only, like, only thing, the only thing that comes to my mind and all that is, like, we all just kind of need to, not in giving up, but, like, just give the fuck up, you know? We all just were like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I had this really weird dream, like, fantasy that the pandemic was going to do that we're all going to be like, we're just fucking done now.
Yeah.
And it was going to, like, have this, like, crazy reset in our systems. And, like, we're all just done. But we all, we were talking about this earlier. We all have to agree to rip up those agreements at the same time.
Yeah.
It almost means, like, we almost all have to go beautifully insane back to the earth together at the same time.
Yeah.
And yeah. You're right. It's like, wow, we keep, like, commodifying, like, and I get it. People need to survive. They have to pay bills. They don't know what else to do. But if they don't stop, how is it going to stop? It's just going to stop.
Right.
It just keeps going.
Right.
So in theory, we're thinking about what we want, but in body movement and in an energy and the way we're presenting, we're still just perpetuating what in theory we want to stop, instead of, like, rewind in the body and just be like, and trust. And I love that you just said that, like, oh, I'm just going to hold that. Like, it wasn't about working more. It was about trusting that things are starting to smooth out.
Yeah. And that also gives you an opportunity to respect that if you've experienced trauma and experienced, like, situations that have been incredibly difficult, then rather than the judgment of, like, oh, I get why this is happening. It's happening because I'm so fucking worried and stressed out about money. And this is my go-to. My default is to hurry up and, like, my mother, like, you don't want to be in the kitchen when my mother was cleaning, angry cleaning, because everything was, like, really fast. And she's fucking speed. She's driving me crazy. And I'd be like, lady, sit down, please, relax. And she would sit down. She was like, I forget that in your house. Like, yes, sit down, not in my house. Because, you know, because she would, like, and that's what we, fair enough. But what happens, like, why is it, and this is something that I've been talking about lately, like, why is it that here I am another spring and find myself in hardship? Oh, well, I realize that my depression gets so bad in the winter, I have no capacity to think about or plant seeds for the spring. So the spring comes around and then I'm scrambling because I actually cognitively couldn't handle the right. So like, yeah. It's like, oh wait, what's the problem? Is the problem that I don't work hard enough? Is the problem? None of those things are the things. The thing is capitalism. The thing is also that in the process of trying to grieve my mother, my grandmother, my grandfather, and the marriage that ended, that needed to end, thank goddess, that happened. And then the emptiness happened at the same time, the last 5 years of my life. But we don't want to talk about that because we don't want to talk about it because it's too dense and too hard and it doesn't have a pretty bow at the end. This is not pretty. Luckily, I'm not trying to sell anybody anything. And that may make my work questionable, you know, because I don't have a pretty little bow at the end of that. Like, by the end of this, you will have, you will be able
to. You will have.
Bitch,
yeah.
I can't give you.
Yeah. Let me give you
any guarantees.
I don't fucking know. I don't fucking know. There's no pretty little bows.
No. So all I got was like the meme, the image I'm going to put on Instagram and the caption. No promises. Right. But what I'm talking about is real.
Oh, it is real. Absolutely real. Right? Well, it's absolutely real. And that's the thing where, you know, that the commodifying and then also the like generously creating and co-creating. Like that piece doesn't have promises. It doesn't even have an outcome. It's a process.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
Yeah.
The commodifying is like, let's just take this and then say this is going to happen, even though we know there's about 70 million variables within that.
Yeah.
But let's
yeah.
just pretend we can cinch it and put it on. Like they may even be two of the similar things, like in the sense of like, you know, the generous things, but teachings or sharing or magic or whatever the fuck you want to call it, they're similar. It's just that one is in a package and one is
right
just in a holon. I call this like been talking about like how I like to work in the holon, H-O-L-O-N, which is like basically the container is made of everyone and everyone gets a turn to move mm-hmm. within it and function yeah. within it and share within it. There's no hierarchy. And
right.
there's no outcome. There's no even hypothesis. There's right. just kind of the experience and the experiment. And I'm just like, that is like, I want it.
Yeah.
time with people. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like, this is one of those things that noting that we are actually kind of obsessed with polarity and that conditioning and the layers, the conditioning is intended to offer a polarity because the construct needs submission and submission requires you to choose from one thing or another. And so part of our like framing doesn't allow for a multitude of possibilities. Because we're like stuck in, this is what we've been given. It's either or, right? It's either you're going hard, marketing, fill in the blank, being a machine and lauding that as if that's fucking great. Or on the other side of that, we're like free flowing, creating and still struggling, right? Like those are the two that have been juxtaposed against each other. And for me, I'm like, okay, wait a minute. You will not have my submission anymore. That's enough. That's one, right? Two is like, okay, wait a minute. So there will be my ability to respond and ability to give an account for the calling, the thing inside of me that compels me to still show up for the same fucking conversations. Is that I get to be open to all the different ways that can be shaped and that it doesn't have to like, my responsibility is to follow the fire. I'm actually hella useless unless I'm anchored and rooted, right? And that like these past couple of years have been like an unfurling of mega proportions, even the places in my life that were kind of asleep because they needed to rest, to the places that have been on hypervigilance for so long. And one of those, like looking at this, like, the composition of this experience is to also be able to say to myself, okay, I have been in the process of this letting go of so many ideas that no longer are useful, that all like, and I have to wait and watch myself, which is annoying as shit. So what that means is that I'm like, oh, here's this experience. I feel angry. I feel frustrated. This is what I want to do next. Or I entirely check out, go to bed. I'm watching myself. I'm watching, I'm tracking, because I need to understand like, where is the erotic signature coming from?
Right.
What is the core of my being that shows up to do this thing in this lifetime, unattached to all the other things? Because I can't attach my erotic signature to its commodification. The minute I make that transfer, I lose. Like, it's a weird draining of energy, right? Mm-hmm. And sort of like cognitive. And so noticing that is to be able to say to myself, okay, well, how do I actually even want to move? Mm-hmm. What can I actually trust? What do I actually believe? If you tell me about financial stuff, I believe that all these things, reciprocity, resource, relationship, they're all a dynamic. It's like a dynamic three, right? They all like move together. But just because they move together doesn't mean that we're operating from that place. Mm-hmm. There's a truth I know in my bones that my mind hasn't caught up with.
Yeah. I feel that. I know that. Yeah.
Right? Like, the, and that, and some of that place of like, again.